Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 37 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is Saved Alive. Rick Warren once said, "Through salvation, our past has been forgiven. Our present is given meaning, and our future is secure." Our text today is Joshua 6, 22 through 25. "But to the two men who had spied out the land, Joshua said, 'Go into the prostitute's house and bring out from there the woman and all who belong to her, as you swore to her.' So the young men who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and mother and brothers and all who belonged to her. And they brought out all her relatives and put them outside the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire and everything in it. Only the silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and iron they put into the treasury, the house of the Lord. But Rahab the prostitute and her father's household and all who belonged to her, Joshua saved alive. And she has lived in Israel to this day, because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho." There's a book and a movie with the simple but riveting title, Alive. The book was published in 1974, and the movie was released in 1993. They both tell the same incredible story that began on Friday, October 13th, 1972. On that fatal day, a Uruguayan rugby team was traveling on Air Force Flight 571 and crashed in the Andes Mountains. Of the 45 people on board, only 16 people would survive this horrific event. Rescue teams searched for 8 days for survivors, but were forced to terminate their search. The survivors were left on their own in sub-freezing temperatures for 72 days, resorting to extreme measures to stay alive. They fought exposure to the intense cold, starvation, and avalanche. 3 of the survivors left the group and hiked for 10 days. On the 10th day, they came across 3 men on horseback that would eventually lead to the rescue of all 16 survivors. On December 23rd, 1972, they were saved. People called it the miracle in the Andes. The headlines of several news outlets shared about the incredible rescue with the words, "Found alive." Rahab's story is another true story of salvation and rescue. After the walls of Jericho fell, Rahab and her family were found alive. There is a subtle hint to the magnitude of this miracle found back in Joshua 6:20. "So the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown. As soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city." Did you catch the phrase, "and the wall fell down flat"? The original language for "fell down flat" consists of 2 Hebrew words. One is the verb nephal, which means to fall upon. It is the same word used in Genesis 2:21 when Scripture says, "God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam." The other Hebrew word is the adjective gadol, which means exceedingly great, severe, and violent. However, in this mess of debris was a miracle of deliverance. The walls violently fell, but Rahab and her family were victoriously saved. In the midst of death all around them, they were saved alive. Our God rescues and saves. He is the deliverer who brings life out of death and triumph out of tragedy. Archaeologists have excavated the Jericho site, and their findings match everything in Joshua 6 on the fall of Jericho. Surrounding the entire city was an enormous earthen embankment with huge stone retaining walls at its base. At the top of the embankment stood a colossal 46-foot-high mud brick wall. The houses were built on those massive thick walls. Extraordinary archaeological discoveries have been made at Jericho. The Bible says that the walls fell down flat. Piles of mud bricks from the collapsed wall were found in 1997, confirming the walls were not destroyed by a battering ram, but that they collapsed. The Bible also says the entire city and everything in it was burned. A layer of ash, 3 feet thick, with remnants of burnt timbers and debris was also found. However, the most fascinating discovery was on the north side of the city. The wall and the houses built against it were preserved. God made good on his promise to save Rahab. The scarlet thread was the symbol for the warriors of Israel, but she and her family were saved by God alone. Questions to consider. How do you think Rahab felt when she heard the walls of Jericho coming down? What do you think her reaction was when she was saved alive? Read the following scriptures and spend some time today praising God for the salvation only he can bring. Ephesians 2, 4-5 reads, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Acts 16:31. "And they say, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Pray with me. Lord, thank you for saving us. Allow us to see our salvation for the gift that it is, such that we can be joyful lights in your kingdom and reflect your light to this world. In Christ's name, amen.